Hello, everyone. This is Tai de Aburto. Welcome to another episode of the Tai de Aburto Show. Today, I want to talk to you about the Small Business Flight School Program. As you probably know, most small businesses fail, about 65% of them, within the first 5 years. That's more than 6 out of 10. A Small Business Flight School will walk you through 6 frameworks: leadership, sales, marketing, products, overhead and operations, and cash flow, that will help you create predictability and reliability in your business so it can grow. This is an online program that I'm extremely passionate about because I've been working with small businesses for the last 15 years. I know some of their struggles. I have gone through some of those struggles myself because I'm a business owner. I'm an entrepreneur. I've invested in a few businesses. And for the last decade and a half, I have had the opportunity to learn a lot about the struggles and the needs of small businesses because of the work that I've been doing through the Hispanic Chamber of E-commerce and the U.S. Business Association of E-commerce and other small business initiatives that I've been part of. So now, I want you to listen to this podcast if you are interested in growing your small business. If you are perfectly fine in the stage that you're in, no need to listen to this show. This content is specifically for anyone who is interested in professionalizing their operation and interested in growing their revenue and making more profit. So over the next few minutes, I want to share with you some ideas on how to grow your small business and how that applies to the Small Business of Flight School program. Many of you know that people start their own businesses because they dream of a better life, whether it is for themselves, their families, or helping others. Often, though, as the business grows, life starts getting to get a little more complicated. And as the business starts to scale, you find yourself working more and more in the business instead of on the business. Raise your hand right now if you're one of them. I was one of them, and I struggled a lot, you know, for a few years where I was just neglecting my family over the business. And I fell off a lot of times that I was just like an employee of my own business, and I didn't have the freedom that I wanted when I started my business. So as the business starts to scale, you find yourself working more and more, like I said, in the business, and you no longer have time to serve customers or refine your product. You are stuck in a never-ending cycle. Eventually, your business will begin to decline. Maybe some of you are in that stage or have gone through that stage, so you know exactly what I'm talking about. And this is why the Small Business Flight School program, it's a great resource for those that are trying to take their business to the next level. So now, there is no reason for any of us to be running a business in a way that is not efficient. The truth is, for many small business owners, learning how to run a business feels like a mystery. Your expertise and passion for the product or service you sell is why you started the business in the first place. You certainly didn't plan on needing to be an expert in marketing, sales, human resources, logistics, finances, and operations, all the components of a successful business. It doesn't need to be difficult or complicated to scale your business so that it's profitable and you get to live a life that you love. And there are good news. The Small Business Flight School program is going to give you the foundations, the resources, the connections, and everything you need to professionalize your business, to increase your revenue, to increase your profit, and to have more control of your time. So We can help take the mystery out of running and growing your small business, and it all begins with the Small Business Flight School program. So let's start by defining what a healthy business looks like. We are going to use the metaphor that's easy to understand and will allow you to really start to understand what's going on with your business. We believe that a good business works like an airplane, and that's why the name of the program, Small Business Flight School. If you are engineering the airplane correctly, maintaining it with consistency and wisdom, it will fly far and fast for decades. So what is the airplane? Every business is different, we know that, but in general, there are six major parts to an airplane that are useful in understanding how to grow a business. In order for a business to be safe and airworthy, these six parts of the airplane need to be in working order and also exist in the right proportion to the others. Each part performs a key function that is essential in ensuring your airplane or business can fly properly. And if any of these components are missing, overuse, or underuse, your plane or your business will not fly. Or worse, if you neglect any part for too long, your business will crash. So let's look at these six parts of the airplane and what key function they represent. Part number one is the cockpit. That's leadership. Number two is the right engine, the marketing. Number three is the left engine, representing sales. Number four, the wings, representing products and services. Number five, the body, that represents overhead and operations. Number six, super important, is the fuel tanks, representing cash flow. Within these six parts of the airplane, business made simple, develop key frameworks and processes you can implement to help get your business back on track and growing so that you can start thriving again. Let me say it one more time. Your business doesn't need to be a guessing game. So let's take a closer look at the six parts so that you can begin to understand the process of engineering a profitable and dependable business. The cockpit, this is part number one, where leadership is where you control and fly the plane. Everything about your company will thrive or crash based on the strength of your leadership team. Even if the leadership team is just one person, you. So solopreneurs that are listening to this, the Small Business Flight School program, it applies to your situation too. So keep listening. The people who are flying the airplane are responsible for the safety, survival, and growth of a business. The key here is to align your team around common objectives so that you can help increase focus and intensity. When your team is focused on common objectives, you are more likely to win. And when you win, morale goes up, which will affect sales productivity and efficiency. So how do you get everyone on board and headed in the same direction? You need to transform yourself and your team into a business on a mission. The most important thing a leader can do is to provide a unifying vision to the people they lead. The Business on a Mission framework that you have access through the Small Business Flight School program is going to help you create and communicate a vision that ensures the growth of your small business. And to turn your company into a business on a mission, you need a mission statement that is designed to be simple and memorable. When a company's mission statement and guiding principles are simple and memorable, they are more likely to be acted on and the mission is more likely to be completed. With a great mission statement, you are inviting your team into a meaningful story that they can be part of and help make a difference. We can help you create, refine, and implement your mission statement and guiding principles through the Small Business Flight School program. It's a simple yet powerful framework that will provide you a strong foundation for your business. Once you have transformed yourself and your team into a business on a mission, you will experience a sense of peace along with an excitement about where your company can go. The next step then is to help you increase revenue, profit, and cash flow. And to do this, you need to fire up the marketing engine. We start with marketing because the fastest way to bring cash into the company is through the marketing engine. So how can you increase the trust in your marketing agent? You can accomplish that by clarifying your message so customers will engage. More than 700,000 small business owners have clarified their message using the Story Brand messaging framework that is available in the Small Business Flight School program. When you clarify your message, more customers will place orders. That is a fact. And building a marketing engine that works and performing routine maintenance on that engine should provide the trust the wings required to create lift and safely move the overall company forward. When you clarify your marketing message using our StoryBrand messaging framework available at the Small Business Flight School program, you will create a clear message and marketing plan that invites your customers into a compelling story. When customers are invited into a story, they pay more attention to the brand, make purchases, and have the talking points they need to tell others about those products and services. Again, this is why it's so important. You guys need to check out the Small Business Flight School program, because trust me, there isn't anything like that in the marketplace that provides you as much detail to help you take your business to the next level. Now, once you have clarified your message and your customers are engaged, the next step is to boost trust for your business, fire up your sales engine, and learn to sell. This is a great way to stimulate growth. You may be at the point where you need to hire your first sales representative and simply need to formalize your sales process for greater efficacy. You need a way to guarantee that the sales team, even if it's just you, can act as a strong left engine and entrust to your business. But what do you do if you don't like to sell? I was one of those persons about 2 decades ago, and you can change that. But you have to know, you have to learn how to sell in order to grow your business. But here's a trick to change your mindset around sales. You need to stop selling. Yes, you need to stop selling. You need to make the customer the hero and invite them into a story. And how do you make the customer the hero and invite them into a story? You can learn that too in the Small Business Flight School program. Very few people like to sell. We know that. But if you own or lead a small business, you have to. You have to learn how to promote your products and services and how to close the transaction. The Customer is the Hero Sales Framework available in the Small Business Flight School program helps you to stop selling and inviting customers into a story. It's the sales framework for people who hate to sell. Let's put it that way. And it works. You need to start by making the customer the hero, as I mentioned earlier. And to do that, you need a framework to help you create clear, compelling sales scripts and emails that will get you results. You start by inviting the customer into a story, positioning yourself as the guy and not the hero, because leaders and brands that succeed in life have done so by playing the guy. Your job is to help other people win. Be obsessed with helping your customers solve their problems and win. We can help you teach you the framework and help you create a powerful story in the Small Business Flight School online program. This simple framework will help you dramatically increase sales and build healthy relationships with your customers. Now that the leadership knows what their roles and routine responsibilities are, we have a marketing engine fired up and are hitting up our sales engine. Let's look at the actual products we're selling. The wings of an airplane need to be strong and light. For metaphorical purposes, this means our products should be profitable and in demand. Companies often crash because they develop products without considering how much those products will really cost to produce or how in demand they will be once they are brought to the market. What we need, though, is a way to ensure the products we are bringing to market are going to give the business a lift. So how can you make the wings of your airplane larger, lighter, and more optimized to create lift? You need to optimize your product offering for revenue and profit. Few business leaders really know where their profit is coming from. The best way to increase your profit margin is to sell more of the products that generate the most profit. After you optimize your product offering for profit, you will know exactly how to make more of it. When we get excited about a product that we know a customer will buy and we know it will help pay some bills, we can get carried away and not sit down to do the hard math. Getting our heads around how much products really cost to develop and sell will help us build wings on our airplane that are large, light, and strong. These are the kinds of wings that demand less trust from our right and left engines and are able to lift a heavy body, or like the overhead, off the ground to fly far and fast. We can help you install a process to help you vet and accurately determine the viability of new products, as well as a process to audit the profitability of the ones you already have. These processes will ensure the products you are selling are giving your business the lift it needs. We can help install the processes and build your own playbook that will ensure you're optimizing your product offering. And you can learn about this in the Small Business Flight School program. Okay, now we're going to move to the next section. But before that, let me remind you that optimizing your products for revenue and profit will make a huge difference in your revenue and your profit. So now, if the body of the airplane gets too big and heavy for the wings and engines to lift, the airplane will not fly at all. The same is true in business as it relates to overhead and operations. Often, the single largest expense a company has is in its people. They are the largest expense, but also the most important investment you can make. You need to cultivate a high-performing team and an engaged culture within your company so that people feel valued and productivity skyrockets. So how do you make sure everybody's contributing to the bottom line and nobody is bloating overhead by doing busy work? You have to streamline your workflow with management and productivity made simple framework. The number one cost for most businesses is labor, especially if you live in states like California, for example. But payroll shouldn't be a burden. When you align your team around three economic priorities and then get everybody working together to meet those objectives, Your labor force remains lean because they are so productive. If you are having trouble creating a predictable, reliable workflow that builds your company rather than burdens it, the management and productivity may simple playbook or framework will work for you, and you can learn how to use it at the Small Business Flight School program. The way to cultivate and engage high-performing team is to start by installing a management and productivity system in your business. Doesn't matter if it's like if you only have 2, 3, 4, 5 employees or a couple hundred, 1,000. A good system ensures that everyone understands the primary objectives of the company, what their priorities and responsibilities are at all times, as well as know how the work they do contributes to the business. They know that they matter and their work is important. There are 5 key processes between meetings and worksheets that when installed properly will ensure the body of your airplane is lean and mean. And when your team is thriving, so is your business. So no matter how well an airplane is designed and built, if you run out of cash, the business will crash. So now we're entering the last part of the 6 parts of an airplane. And this is the cash flow, the fuel tanks. So managing your cash flow might be the most important job you have when it comes to running and growing your business. You never, ever want to run out of cash. And we all have to be careful about cash because you always run out of it quickly and without warning. So how do you ensure your business never runs out of money? Manage your small business cash flow using 5 checking accounts. We have all read our profit and loss statements, but do they really help you make decisions? Does your P&L help you understand how much money you have, how much money the business has, how much money you have set aside for taxes, how much profit the company is really making, and whether or not you have enough cash on hand to invest in a great investment opportunity? If not, manage your business with 5 checking accounts and you will have clarity and security moving forward. As your small business grows, the finances become more and more complicated. And many small business leaders will rather go out and make money rather than manage the money. So what happens then is the business leaders operate their business out of a single checking account, and often they mix their personal finances with their business finances. The result can be catastrophic if you don't have a good track of the transactions that you are making. You need a simple way of managing money and it comes into the company. When you install the Small Business Cash Flow Made Simple playbook, you successfully protect your cash flow and will never run out of money. And you can learn how to do that in the Small Business Flight School program. So again, running a small business doesn't have to be a guessing game. These 6 disciplines or parts of the airplane or parts of your business allow you to engineer your business so it runs like an airplane, and it gives you the confidence and clarity you need to grow your business. So now you know how a business works like an airplane and that there are 6 parts to your business. So when you know how to build the 6 parts of your business, you build a business that works. So where do we go from here? How can you optimize your business for revenue and profit? You need to learn how to do that by joining the Small Business Flight School program. It's super affordable, but even if you don't have the $2,495 that it costs to join the program right now, there is financing available. You can go to my website, tidyaburto.com, and click on the Small Business Flight School link and on the footer, and you will get access to all the information that you need to make a decision whether or not the Small Business Flight School program is a good option for you. You will also see there a link for financing in case you need financing to join the program. And if you have any additional questions, you can fill out the form that is available there, or you can give me a call. Either way works for me. Phone number 888-550-8180. So if you have a little hard time writing down, like tayaburto.com, go to increasemyrevenue.com, increasemyrevenue.com, and it will take you to the Small Business Flight School page. Well, you will have access to more information. So I look forward to working with you guys. I promise you that if you join the Small Business Flight School, you won't regret about it. It's a very comprehensive program that will help you to professionalize your business, and that will help you increase your revenue and your profit once you have the six parts of your business working in harmony and in a very efficient way. So thank you so much for listening to this show, for listening to my podcast, for subscribing, for following me on social media. I appreciate you. And you know, you can count on me for anything I can help you with. I'm extremely passionate about working with small business owners. I'm one of them. My heart is in the community. So feel free to reach out at any time. Thank you so much and have a great day. See you soon.